Every springtime, my wife and I try our hand at planting. We plant flowers, we plant some vegetables. We do the normal, appropriate duties to help the plants grow. We plant them in good soil, we water them. Those plants that need sunlight are positioned in a place with either full sunlight or partial sunlight, or full shade, just depending on what the plant needs. We sprinkled certain spices on the plants to try and deter critters from eating our plants. We put up bird netting to keep the birds out of there as a further deterrent. And every now and then, we would sprinkle some Miracle-Gro onto the plants and vegetables in order to build up their strength and vitality. The whole planting process and the growth process is baffling to me. Jesus said the kingdom of God is as if a man should scatter seed on the ground. He sleeps and rises night and day, and the seed sprouts and grows. He knows not how. We all understand planting in good soil and watering, but all of it is a complete natural yet supernatural process. And it's the same thing within the growth of the church. It is a natural yet supernatural process of growth. Or to say it another way, there are ordinary means of grace that the church has been given. Those are the preaching of God's word, the fellowship of the saints, the partaking of communion, baptism, prayer together, singing to God together. All of those are normative, yet they're supernatural at the same time, and they grow us and they glorify Christ. And then there's the Miracle-Gro stuff that gets sprinkled in. And that Miracle-Gro stuff is some of what we're studying in 1 Corinthians, that thing that builds up the strength and the vitality of the church throughout the ages, all the while pointing to Christ as Savior and Lord. And the tendency is to think that the Miracle-Gro stuff is where it's at. But that's just what Paul is battling against. The church is strengthened and built up and unified when we do two things. When we understand that all gifts come from the Spirit. And when we use those gifts not to glorify ourselves, but to build up one another. The gifts are definitely supernatural, but they also are to be thought of as ordinary means of grace. When you pray today, please remember Todd Cox and his family, our missionaries in Georgia. And also remember the Ngoni Lifeword broadcast that's heard in Tanzania.